I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Sunshine in the forecast today with a few clouds rolling in. Expect a high of 52. Jackson County officials say they've completed their preliminary damage assessment following Tuesday's tornado. The Emergency Management Agency and Sheriff's Office say 46 homes were damaged, 12 of them destroyed. Hospitals reported 4 Jackson County residents were treated and released for minor injuries from flying debris. The National Weather Service will be in the area again today, as will Governor Bruce Rauner, to further assess the damage. In Mulkey Town in Franklin County, a resident says he's lucky to be alive. Ernie Meadows says even though it was dark, he could tell something was coming Tuesday night.
And I knew something was coming. I could hear it for a mile tearing stuff up. It actually sounded like a big grinder.
A grinder?
Yeah, roaring with a bunch of grinding, chopping noises.
He hunkered down in a sturdy room and says he waited.
And after it all cleared, you know, and the popping quit and explosions quit happening, I made my way out and went to my son's house, and they were buried in the rubble. We had to dig them out.
It was just 100 yards away that his son and daughter-in-law survived, although their house was destroyed. Roughly 3 miles away, the tornado leveled another home, although the occupants had safely left it before it hit. Governor Bruce Rauner will be in parts of southern Illinois today taking a closer look at storm damage. He'll be in Crossville this morning and in Jackson County later today. As Illinois entered its 21st month without a budget, the state Senate failed to vote on its so-called grand bargain. As Brian Mackey reports, Democrats are blaming last-minute interference by Governor Bruce Rauner.
The attempt at compromise got off to a decent start earlier this week with bipartisan support for 5 different parts of the grand bargain, but the more politically unpopular votes were put off until Wednesday. State Senator Andy Menar, a Democrat from Bunker Hill, says after months of negotiations, he believes his Republican colleagues were ready to go until late afternoon when they suddenly backed out.
The only difference today was that Bruce Rauner began to pick up the phone and call members of the Senate Republican caucus.
The Rauner administration issued a statement saying more work is needed on the deal. Illinois' financial situation gets worse by the minute. The state is 2 years and $12 billion behind in paying its bills. I'm Brian Mackey.
The president's call for a $54 billion increase in military spending may mean other programs and services would have to be slashed. Advocates for programs that might be cut are urging people to speak up. The U.S. spends 21 times more on the military than it does on foreign aid programs, and Lindsay Kashgarian of the National Priorities Project says foreign aid for causes like fighting hunger and disease does more to increase stability around the world. She says new military funding should come from ending wasteful spending within the Pentagon. We're going to see a few more clouds moving in today, a high around 52 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.